Dodger and I have done road trips all over this country, plus Peru, Brazil, Costa Rica. If you throw in railroad and bus trips, we can claim most of Western Europe, too. Some of these things were well planned, months in advance, especially if Dodger had anything to say about it. Others happened in more improvisational moments with scant regard for consequences. In that category, the hands-down standard setter occurred when I was a senior in college, and three pals and I decided late one Wednesday night that we absolutely needed to be in Washington, D.C. on Saturday for a May Day peace rally, and we just hit the road. I'm sure plenty of the other million or so folks who showed up in Washington that weekend were on similarly unplanned or lightly planned road trips, most of them short road trips. Considering the distance we came from, we did set the bar low. Together, we had one car, a Ford Mustang, and one gas credit card. Actually, both the car and the card belonged to the same guy, and no other resources. No maps, so we were lost constantly. Hardly any cash, so we were hungry constantly. No gear, zero gear, which became instructional and harsh when we found ourselves trying to sleep on the ground at the Washington Monument Saturday night after the music fest in our khakis and button-down shirts and penny loafers on a cold, cold spring night, while the D.C. Park Police moved around among us on horseback, genially ensuring that nobody slipped into desensitizing sleep or did anything that might have threatened Richard Nixon's presidential slumber that night, or that of the non-nattering VP Spiro Agnew. But what I'm getting at is how comprehensively dissimilar it was back then in the days of gas wars. 20 cents a gallon when I was in college, hard to believe but true, which made for a whole different ethos of travel. Think of Jack Kerouac's On the Road, fiction, but only narrowly, when true-life characters crisscrossed the land coast to coast in tank-inspired gas guzzlers, adding side trips to Mexico and elsewhere with no more forethought than who's got the beer. A road trip now for us is the 6-mile ride between home and town. We plan such an excursion thoroughly with an eye to fuel efficiency, geography of stops, and time on task. I guess it's just a different challenge, isn't it? 40 years ago, the challenge was how spontaneous can you be and how adaptable when everything goes haywire. Today, it's how do you get from point A to point B in half an hour using only right turns and a quarter gallon of gas at close to $3 a gallon versus 20 cents and doing it without surprises. We don't value haywire flexibility anymore. But in our geezerhood, we have a long, rich history of road tripping to reflect on, and even the failures, especially the failures, never fail to gratify. I may not remember a single detail of the trip to town yesterday. I might not remember driving to town yesterday. But that trip to Washington, D.C. in 1971, it's all there in full color, high definition. And the sound, I can still hear Country Joe and the Fish. This is a road trip.